On this, the busiest travel day of the year, a day when travelers are planning to protest full-body scanners, we're going to let you hear from the man who invented those machines. The complaint that they're intrusive and offensive has him shaking his head. From WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
30 years ago, when Martin Annis developed those machines, now used at many airports nationwide, he knew there would be pitfalls.
When I first invented this system, people said, well, what would a woman look like? Everybody has not good motives in this.
Now, 88, the retired engineer says the idea was to come up with x-rays of people that only use enough radiation to show what's on your skin.
The images are very unflattering.
The company Annis founded, American Science and Engineering, didn't sell many machines until 9/11. Then airports became interested. And recently, the underwear bomber boosted government interest in the security potential. So the public pushback today makes Martin Annis a little crestfallen. The scientist is especially surprised by the fears there's too much radiation.
It's truly ridiculously small.
He's going to be flying next week, and he says he's hoping to be pulled aside for a full-body scan. There's no way he'd ask for a personal pat-down instead.
I would want to do that, would you? Have somebody put his hands all over your body?
Annis knows the scanner will let TSA workers see the contours of his body, skinny legs and all. But for the sake of airport security, he says he's more than okay with it. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.